This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 135. You won't believe what we're boycotting now. Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
Welcome to yet another episode of the ESH podcast, people.
Welcome one and all.
Hi. Hi.
Wave.
Yeah. Have you had a good week?
No.
No? Well, no. This will help you start off this week better.
Yay.
Yay. Hooray. Always for down. Better
Always
weeks.
Better.
We're about doing that here. We're also about sharing information. So you got to keep hitting us up on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use the short address, which is
esh.mobi. That's esh.mobi. The short address will bounce you to the long one, and you can check out any articles that were written within the week. If you have anything to say about those articles, wow, I can't speak, so you can use the Hit Us Up link, or if you have any questions for us. If you're not listening to us on iTunes, you can check us out there. You can plug us into any RSS reader, any podcast search engine, and we're also a part of the All Games Network.
That's right. You can catch our podcast airing on the All Games Network Monday nights, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Pacific Time. You can listen to our show there, as well as some really entertaining shows like Super Happy Fun Time Show,
Dead Pixel Live,
Ultimate Quest, Evil Avatar. Bobby Blackwolf Show, Friday Night Gaming. Just all kinds of really, really fun stuff going on over there. And we're happy to be part of the family, so definitely check those guys out. And if you do, tell them that the chicks from Electric Sisterhood sent you. We like our name getting flashed over there.
I like...
Just our name.
I stopped.
Okay, because, you know, we have a...
See?
Kind
I can
of
behave.
Sort of reputation to uphold-ish.
Never mind.
Stop it.
I did.
So, with that, we don't have any questions from the viewers this week. Just a couple of comments, so I thought I'd run through those. One of our wonderful, wonderful, loyal listeners chimed in after listening to our Street Fighter episode with his tales of woe, saying that, yeah, it's fun, but it's ridiculously hard. I have a confession myself to make. Because I wanted all of the characters unlocked, I had to go to the easiest level on Street.
I can't even be fucking arcade on easy.
No. I had to go below easy. I had to go to easiest.
Wait.
Yeah. There's one below easy. First,
oh
you have
my
to
God.
Epic fail.
Shut up.
Yeah, and then once you epically fail, it's like, would you like to play this a little bit easier? And I had to say yes.
Oh my God, I'm totally going to fucking easiest right now.
It is a lot easier.
Oh my God, I was getting my ass pwned in easy.
Yeah. I was talking a whole. I was talking a whole lot of smack to a bunch of my friends about Street Fighter 4 before it came out, and I gotta say, across the board, we've all stopped with the smack talking.
Well, of course, because everybody's all fucking easy.
Because we're all getting pwned like crazy. And none of us
it
really...
It made me pretty sad that I was like, fuck this, I'm shooting zombies.
I pretty much said, I'm just gonna go back to doing my gang wars on Lost in the Damned.
I don't think I'm gonna get it. I don't wanna see Gayhawk.
Here's the thing. It's only like maybe 20 seconds.
And I'm not good with motorcycles.
But the motorcycles are better. I will say that. The mechanics are much, much better. So you don't like go half circling out of control all the time, and you don't slick up anymore. The handbrake is actually effective. So I find that I like bikes more. And now when I'm rolling around the city, I opt more to steal people's bikes than cars. Because especially going through tunnels, you can ride along the right side of traffic where they can't get to. So you never have to worry about cars darting in and out and hitting you. So you can just speed through tunnels even though they're full of traffic. So I'm enjoying the motorcycle piece much more in Lost and the Damned than just straight up GTA 4.
Go you.
Yeah. The only thing I wish is that I could get into all of the places that I know about on the map. That's my only complaint about it, is like, I know there's a Perseus right here. I can see the Perseus. I can't open the doors.
Why?
It's trivial. Because you can't change your clothes in the Lost and the Damned. You're just a biker dude. And I'm like, but what if my biker dude's a little bit hip-hop? What if I want to go to Moda? Can't go to Moda. Oh. Yeah. And they introduce all these other stores. Can't go in there. There's a store, Eris.
What about they introduce stores that you can't go in?
Yeah. You can see the door. You can pull right up to it. And door, no openy.
That's when you break the fuck in and steal your shit, motherfucker!
Well, you can still go to the Grotti dealership and do that. Which is the souped up, like, Lamborghini, like. Yeah, yeah.
Hook my shit up.
Here's the thing. Don't shoot too many cops, because the cop AI is better. They do chase you longer. Just my observation. Damn. Pigs be on your shit. You look and you think that you're outside.
I'm the careful culprit. I stop and pay tolls while being chased.
No, I don't pay the tolls while I'm being chased, but yeah, I accidentally...
I felt bad, so I slowed down and I paid, but I still got away from the cops. I was just like, I don't have to keep doing, you know...
You are so bad. You don't... If you're already running from the popo, why give up to $5, ho? Just
No,
just
I don't
go.
Even know why the tolls are that fucking expensive in the first fucking place.
It's because it's a big fucking bridge.
Fuck that shit. Anyway!
Anywho, so that's... One thing that I wanted to mention. Another thing that I wanted to bring up is a couple of, well, at least one of these. It was one of my more favorite games to play, and it's coming to the iPhone and iPod Touch. It's actually available now as we speak when you listen to this
now?
Episode. Yeah, like right now. If you have an
Instant
iPod Touch
now?
With Wi-Fi and like money in the bank and or an iPhone, you can play either, and both of these are from Taito, Cooking Mama on your iPod, iPhone, or Space Invaders. Now that's the one I'm much more excited about, because I am a Space Invaders junkie. Okay,
right.
I played Space Invaders like it was going out of style. When I finally moved away from home and went to college, I still had my Intellivision, and the only two things that I played on that thing, because it was still hooked up, people, and working when I left, was Space Invaders and Burger Time. And now I can have it. I can has it on my iPod Touch or iPhone, whichever I have. I'm not letting you know which I have, but I have one, and I will totally be playing it. Because it was just a fun game. I mean, you know, most of the games that we play now are all about going after, you know, the evil empire. And it's usually an alien or Nazis that are coming after you. And now it's, you know, zombies and or alien zombies and or Nazi alien zombies. But pretty much it's the same premise. And it all stems from games like Space Invaders. And I can has it in my pocket. Yeah, I'm very lolcat and epic fail blog these days, because
epic fail.
In times of recession, funny pithy sayings that use broken English on top of images of cats and or people doing dumb shit, it makes me feel better in my soul.
I'm all for people doing dumb shit.
Yeah, and it being captured for posterity on the interwebs. I say thumbs cool. up to that.
Thumbs up to stupidity on the web.
Yeah. So, Space Invaders is going to set you back $4.99. And Cooking Mama is going to set you back $6.99. Not real happy about the Cooking Mama price. But I wasn't a big fan of Cooking Mama, so I'm probably not going to get it my damn self. But If
so why are you bringing it up if it's not something you would buy yourself?
Because here's the deal. They were on the same press release because they're released at the same time by Taito. So I thought I'd bring them up because it's not my cup of tea. It might be somebody else's cup of tea. And they might want to know that now they can have their tea on the mobile go.
Okay.
See, I'm all about sharing info, whether it pertains directly to me or not.
Okay.
So, those are a couple of really interesting things that I wanted to share. Throw that out there. And, yeah. So, outside of that, the big things that I want to talk about today, one is a game that I think really is going to be just fun to play. I'm looking really forward to it. It's due out this spring. And it's called Eat Lead.
If like you have pencils?
No, not like pencils. Do
eat
not
pencils.
Don't eat pencils.
Nom, 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 nom.
That's bad for your intestines. Don't do it. And we don't endorse it. No, Eat Lead. Are you familiar with the game called The Adventures of Matt in Hazardland?
Very little, but enough to say yeah.
Okay. So this is another Matt Hazard game. Which, who doesn't love Matt Hazard games? Because you get to, you know, shoot shit.
I love to shoot shit.
I like to make shit go boom.
I make shit go boom.
Yeah. It's good time.
Oh, that's what she's...
Okay. So, this one, rather than going on the Matt Hazard in the name of the actual title, although it still is, because Eat Lead is the return of Matt Hazard, it looks just fun, especially since we're still waiting for the Wolfenstein game.
Wolfenstein, woof woof woof.
Which I know that we make jokes about shooting Nazis, but come on, Wolfenstein was the game. It was
Scheisenfatschen.
Mecha Hitler. Come on, Mecha Hitler. I gotta play this game.
So
I'm really looking forward to the new Wolfenstein game. And from the graphics that I've seen and the things that I've read that have been written about it, all things seem to be pointing to
yes.
Awesome. Absolutely. Oh. Yes. Oh. The Magic 8 Ball says all signs point to go. Okay? But it's still a waiting game on that. Much like the Square Enix Final Fantasy 13s are still maybe 2010-ish, in the springish, possibly.
Okay.
Well, Eat Lead's going to ship this spring.
Fuck yes!
Okay, and to top it off, it basically is, you know, dual gun blazing messes and messes of bullets into things. They blow up and die.
Pithy, I like things that blow up and die.
You know, really, really bad, comically, campy jokes. You know, the over-the-top stuff. It's kind of like taking a Wolfenstein, but throwing an Evil Dead vibe onto it.
Mm.
That's
Wait, are we fist full of boomstick in it?
We're kind of double fist full boomstick.
Holy shit!
That's a lot of boomstick.
200% more fist.
Okay, that's double the boomstick.
Or is that 100% more fist?
If you double it, that would be 200%.
Yeah, but if you already have one fist, and then
that's 100%. So if you double the 100, you get 200.
All right.
Yeah. And that's the math section of the ESH podcast.
Oh my God, Panda can do math.
But I really think that the market and definitely the gaming community is ready for some fun blow-up games. You know, everyone is...
blow-up games.
Well, it's true, especially if there's an online component. I mean, look at the games that are really popular right now as far as what people are playing incessantly. When I look at my friends that are logged into the Xbox, half of the group is playing Left 4 Dead online some way. And then the other half is all broken up between GTA and the Halo game. So,
oh, and Street Fighter 4, too.
Now, here's the thing. It's very rare that I catch anybody on Street Fighter 4 right now.
Oh, half the people on my list are playing that shit, and they're all fucking really good. And I'm like, I ain't playing with you.
Yeah, but most of the people on my list are playing Left 4 Dead,
Left 4 Dead is awesome. You're missing out on some really cool shit, Ninja.
And I gotta have it in the wallet.
I'm a bigger scary, you know, scared of scary things than you. If I can play this game and rock fucking cock, then you should totally be able to play
it. I can't believe that you just described the way that you play the game as rocking fucking cock.
Damn right I do.
You need to not go to Fetish Fleas.
Fetish Fleas?
Yeah, we need to stop that because
what?
You come back and you just... You're rocking the cock as the...
Fuck, yes!
Okay.
Well, I mean...
Alrighty.
You cocked your gun, right?
Moving on.
You cocking guns? It's like my guns are cocked and I'm ready to go. Fuck, yes. Kill some zombies.
See, this is why we're tagged explicit. Anyway, moving on. I look at the games that are very popular right now and what they're popular for and what people tend to go back to. You know, you have your flash in the pan stuff that's new release, and everybody jumps on it because of the hype. But what I really like to look at is 2 weeks after a game is released, are the people that are on my buddy list, are they still playing it? Are they putting parties together to play it? Or are they going back to their mainstay games? And I'm seeing a lot of people go back to their mainstay games. And what those mainstays are... typically have been a fighter game with a great online multiplay. So more times than not, it's a DOA or it's, I haven't really seen anybody playing the Soul Calibur game for the last month or so on my buddy list.
No, you're not going to.
You know, and so what I'm seeing are people playing Left 4 Dead.
Because it's awesome.
They're playing... the Halo Wars game, the demo.
Wow, you just had a brain.
Well, I had to remember which I see more often. If
what
it
do
was
you think?
Halo 3
are
or
you
Halo's
think,
Wars?
Do you think that you will make a descent into Halo Wars land?
Well, here's the thing. I've made a partial descent. Right now, I'm stuck where I am in Halo 3 because I still haven't finished the fight. Yeah, I admit it. But I'm not really good at those types of games anyway, so I'm not too upset about it. But I did get the demo of Halo Wars, and I did enjoy it just because I like strategy games. I really do. So for me, I will probably pick up Halo Wars. It's not going to be something that I like reserve and go out of my way to get, but I definitely am going to pick it up at some point in time because I do enjoy it. It's basically a massive game of Risk for me, and I love Risk, and I've played it both electronically and analog, and I prefer the analog. I've got a really nice analog, that means board game for those that haven't picked up on it, version of Risk, and I absolutely love it, and I will dominate your ass if we play, and depending upon how much I'm drinking, I would probably tell you that every time I take my turn. But I definitely will be picking up Halo Wars. I do enjoy it. So I can understand and see why so many people gravitate back to that as the, well, here's the fun pickup game that I can use.
Okay.
And I don't see that happening with Street Fighter. Because it's so difficult, it's not the fun pickup game. And it really should be.
But you know what? Neither was Mortal Kombat versus DC.
See,
I played that for the 360 and I actually really didn't enjoy it.
My thing was, because I still haven't purchased it, and it's on my queue from Gamefly, is that I like Mortal Kombat, and with all the things that are happening at Midway, it's probably the last Mortal Kombat game that we're going to get. What I would really like is for somebody at Midway to go, well, we're a sinking ship anyway, so if you buy this downloaded content, you'll get back all the fatalities the way they should be. And Joker will blow people away in the face. And that'll make me happy. I don't think it's going to happen. But that would make me happy. But as far as the gameplay went, you know, it was solid. But it wasn't, like, earth-shattering.
Okay.
But there hasn't been, really, when you think about it, an earth-shattering gameplay game in a while. I mean, when you think about really kind of changing and influencing all the games that came after it, we really haven't had anything like that happen since God of War.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, with God of War, you started getting more of the context menu FMVs. So the whole, now I've got to push this button to successfully get past and push this button, which you're going to see more of that popping up, you know, in your games like Ninja Gaiden and in the Ninja Blade game that's about to hit over here, which I think is going to give Ninja Gaiden a run for its money.
Mm-hmm.
Big time. I mean, it's over-the-top ninja stuff. I mean, ninjas don't really necessarily go riding around on anti-aircraft missiles. But we could, I guess, because we're ninja, but we don't really do that all the time. But it looks amazing. And it's probably going to be just as hard as Ninja Gaiden. But there really hasn't been any game that's really innovated the industry as far as bringing new things to the table.
Right.
In a while. The Wii brought new gameplay mechanics, but not really new games or new styles or new ideas about the games. It's still button input, and there really isn't been, you know, a whole lot done with the motion sensing across the board because not everything is using it. So, you know, I'm not swayed by a game not bringing that to the table. You know, for me, again, it always comes down to the story and the mechanics. Do the mechanics support and help push along the story? If they do, then I'm going to love it every time. And if they don't, I'm going to want to pull out my hair, and I'm going to take that game, and I'm going to trade it in for something else. Mm. Just the way it works, you know. So,
right.
At least for me.
I get it, sister. I get you.
But I'm probably going to pick up Eat Lead. It just can't be enough. It doesn't take itself seriously enough. And it lets me blow shit up. And on top of that, both
it has
Will,
somebody really cool in it.
Will Arnett does the voice of Matt Hazard. And Neil Patrick Harris is going to voice another character.
Neil Patrick Harris.
So it's got the MPH stamp of approval. So I will buy it. So I wanted to bring that in the group, because if you haven't heard about it, you should definitely check it out. So visit eatleadvideogame.com. That's E-A-T-L-E-A-D.
And he looks like a badass, all CG and shit.
Well, the trailer is ridiculously funny. Okay,
that too.
It's all, like, behind the music-y.
I was looking at it, and I'm like, wow. I'm like,
I was waiting for, like, Liv Garrett to come out and be like, I'm so sorry for what happened to you, man. And then for Matt has to be like, dude, you know what happened that night? You changed my life, man. You saved my life, man. But Matt, you're all digitized and everything.
Oh, no. I totally loved it. No, because, yeah. You know, Arnett is just, he's that type of comedian where, you know, it doesn't sound like he's trying to be funny. And he's being, like, hilarious.
His dry delivery is just
absolutely love it.
Perfect.
And I totally remember, like, the way that he spoke. I was like, I could totally picture him from Blades of Glory when he's, like, laying on, like, the like, bare rug.
Like, don't you remember when you guys used to be alive?
Don't you remember when our parents used to be alive? Or I think when he was on the bare rug, I think he said something like, you know, those two men in our division, it's, like, sick.
Yeah.
It's like they're perverts.
Yeah,
he's banging his sister.
Yeah, Will
Arnett. Pervert.
Okay, well, since we've had our pervert, I guess we got to get to the big topic of today.
Why not?
And this is going to be one of these specialist kind of sort of on a very special episode of the ESH podcast where we do a shared topic, because this one was kind of big. I'm sure you guys have probably already heard about it, but we're going to weigh in on it just because we can.
Yes.
We're going to talk about censorship in Shades of Grey.
Fuck that. Beep. Oh, wait. I would have had to go beep. That beep.
Yes. You
can't say fuck.
You missed the beep.
I missed the beep.
Yeah. You missed it.
Oopsies.
You missed the beep. You missed the beep. You missed,
I missed the
beep.
Beep.
Yeah. You missed it.
I did. I missed the beep.
So if you haven't heard, if you've been living in a cave, if you haven't been reading anything, first of all, shame on you. Second of all, there's been a lot of issue, especially with the Xbox 360 of late, but also with the PlayStation Network on censorship and where to draw the line on what's allowable and tolerable and what's not. And for me, I'm kind of torn on this issue because I see both sides, both as a user and both as somebody that has to protect my ass from being sued for things that appear on our website or things that we say in our podcast.
So I say.
So I understand where Microsoft's coming from. But basically, the story that's really been kind of bouncing around los interwebs right now is of this woman named Teresa who had her Xbox Live account suspended because it violated the current Xbox Live terms of use. And the violation that was in... violated the TAO. And the way that it violated the TAO, it didn't penetrate it or anything like that. But
it
the way that
violated, which means it groped it while it walked by the water cooler at work.
Patted it on the ass and said,
nice what you got there.
Nice.
Meaty.
No. But close. Basically, Teresa, in her profile, not in her gamer tag itself, but in her profile, declared herself to be a lesbian. And with that in her profile, was ridiculously harassed. Now, we've talked about being harassed for just being female on the podcast. As a matter of fact, as I remember, we were talking about that. Not very long ago, like maybe last week. Being flashed inappropriate things or being sent
digital
penis when not requested. Well, she got all kinds of harassment from people and...
Wait, for being a lesbian?
Yeah, because with her profile, people... Like, she said that she would go into multiplayer games and some of the people that were harassing her directly in message form would then follow her into multiplayer and then tell the other people in the multiplayer not to play with her because she was gay and she was a lesbian. And not using
why is
the
that
nice
an
words.
Issue?
Well, here's the thing. You know, depending upon who you're talking to and about, there's a lot of homophobic people out there, especially at a young age, okay? There are lots of 12 and 13-year-old boys and girls who don't really understand the power of what it is that they're saying or really what it means to be gay and to be out and to be happy with that. And so the only thing that they know is be like, oh, look at the gay person, look at the gay person. You know, the stupid dumb retards that we all ignored in school because they were dumb.
Right.
You know, and for me, I don't think that harassment based on anything, whether it's sexuality, race, age, any of those things should be tolerated. Period. Whether my issue that I have is Teresa's account was suspended and she was told that it would remain suspended until she changed her profile. So basically until she took out the thing about being a lesbian.
I was about to say, like, you cannot be on Xbox until you're straight.
No. Not going there because Microsoft doesn't want that kind of suit on their hands.
Of course not.
And don't get me wrong. I understand, you know, if you don't read the TAO, then you wouldn't really know. But the user agreement does say that you cannot have in your gamer tag use or in the profile fields. Okay, it does specify anything that includes comments that look like, sound like, stand for, or even hint at contact of a potentially sexual nature. So here's the thing. Here's the problem that I have with all of this. She was harassed and reported that harassment.
Right.
Her gamer tag and account was suspended. We don't know if any of the people that were harassing her and probably saying all kinds of awful, nasty, derogatory things, if anything was done about those accounts. Now, I have a problem with this on the biggest level of there are so many gamer tags that I've seen that break this tau, that hint at sexual nature. I mean, like one of the guys that sent us stuff.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, there's no reason that that gamer tag should have even been allowed.
Or I love to splooge.
Okay, exactly. So there are all kinds of, an abundance of gamer tags that sneak in a little bit of leet speak. that use double triple X's all over the place. And so if you're really going to do this crackdown, you've got to do the crackdown around the entire system. It can't just be because somebody goes, my kid could have seen
everything.
Exactly. My kid could have seen that they said that they were lesbian in their profile. Yes, and your kid's tag is also splooge in your face. Maybe you should probably
in your face.
Okay, maybe you should probably
fap.
Take a little bit more stewardship of what your kid is doing on Xbox Live.
Ew.
You know, so I take a little bit of exception, and now GLAAD, the gay, lesbian, I can't remember what the extra A stands for, association, has come in and weighed in because they were already talking with both the PlayStation Network and had really been working and trying to focus with the Microsoft Xbox Live team on how do you allow people to express who they are without censoring them? Because this is really censorship. I mean, I get that this is their system and they get to set the rules. But if the rules are not equally applied to everyone, then they're really not a rule as much as they are a censorship. And it's a very specific one. Okay. Where do you draw the line? I mean, like there was one guy, one article that I was reading from, I have to check my notes here. No, that's the one from Consumerist. Where's the one from? Combo.com. Okay, that was talking about this one guy whose gamer tag got banned, and he just used his name. But because his last name was Gaywood, they banned
really?
Him.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
Really?
I felt bad. Yeah, really. I felt bad.
Gaywood?
Gaywood. I feel bad. I do. I feel bad for him. But that's what his name was. You know, and to make it kind of worse, his first name is Richard.
Gaywood?
Yeah. Dick Gaywood.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yikes, man. I'm sorry.
I would have changed my name. One of them. But the fact of the matter is, that was his name. And, you know, Microsoft
has... Why not just be like G-Wood?
You know, Microsoft has since come back and said that they're looking into ways to allow people to express themselves a little bit more, probably not in their gamer tags, but at least with their profiles. But they have to do it in a way that isn't going to upset other users. Well, there are all kinds of users that get upset about all kinds of things on the system. So
yeah, I know.
As long as you're going to pay the same attention to this particular issue as well as the other stuff, I don't have a problem with it. But I really don't feel like it should be in 2009 a big freaking deal to say that you're gay in your profile. Especially if you're willing to accept whatever intolerance is going to come your way by making that claim. If you feel comfortable enough in yourself to say who you are without any kind of hesitation, that needs to be respected. And that needs to be respected from the owners of the system down. You are who you are. And you know, some people will be like, well, you know, it's one thing to say that you're black or Hispanic in a profile, but, you know, gay automatically brings up the idea of sex.
But,
well, having your name be splooge whatever or...
Wait. So there's all this hype over her just announcing her affectionate orientation. But you go on home, and they're pretty much couch fucking in your house.
Yep.
What the fuck is up with that?
Yep.
So it's okay on in Sony's, you know.
Sort of, kind of. Kind of, sort of. You can't say gay, though. It'll just pop up.
Open your fucking and say, games! Really loud, because all they're going to hear is gay. And then, oh my god, there's gay sex going on at home. No shit!
It's a big double-edged sword, and it's a slippery slope. I do understand, you know, you create a terms of service, and you create it in a way because, yes, there may be children on the system, and you know, no one wants to impose anything into somebody's home that they didn't ask for. However, let's face it, no matter what console that you're on, the online capability piece is no place for any child under the age of 16 to really be.
For that particular purpose?
Well, it's not even about parental controls. Okay, every game that you play, the moment you start to enter the online arena, a big ESRB announcement comes up and say, hey, the rating of this game doesn't apply when you go to online because you're going to deal with real life people and we can't control people. You've been playing online on the system now for over a year. I've been playing online on all of my systems for well over a couple of years now. And you know what? I maybe bounce into under 15 people, maybe 2% of the time. And more times than not, those 2% that I bounce into, for the most part, are not very mature. Some of them are. And I really enjoy being able to game with them. But the ratio is more immature than mature.
Yeah.
When I first popped on the system, most of the kids that I met, specifically the boys, under the age 15, everything was all about, dude, do you have big boobs? Can I see your boobs? Oh my god, there's a girl in here, dude. I've got a boner. Anybody else in here have a boner? You know, just that immature thing. And nobody did anything about the things that I lodged on that harassment. I still got messages from those guys. Then the camera came along, and then the, you know, digital cock. Yeah, digital penis started showing up. Yeah, that was welcome.
Every time now we mention digital cock, I'm going to say that.
Well, you do that. I'm going to stick with digital penis.
Oh my god, I should make a wave that we could just, you know, it could be like, epic fail, but digital cock. And it should be a rooster, to be fair.
I worry about you. I really do.
We do not support digital cock.
No, we're stamping out DP in my lifetime. It's going to happen. And so I really feel like this is going to be an issue that's not going to go away. It's going to grow more and more on these systems because the online component isn't going away. The community piece isn't going away. You have to let people be who they are. And if you don't...
And if they're douchebags, then they're douchebags.
Well, then they're douchebags. Okay, the thing about this country is that you get to say what you want to say and you get to be who you want to be. So if you want to go around and slur all kinds of epithets and things like that, you can do that. I don't have to listen to it and I can report it because that's improper. To call people out and be bigoted is wrong. Period. And I kind of see this as being just a tad bit bigoted. I'm not a lesbian, but you know, if I was, I would really want to be able to say that I was in any profile for any community that I belong to. Not because I was looking for some hot chick ass, but because that's who I am. Just like I'm proud to say that I'm a podcaster. Just like I'm proud to say that I am black, that I am a woman. The reason why we have ESH, the most important and popular girl gaming tech gadget and anime podcast that just happens to be run by sisters. Okay? That is my declaration, and I'm glad to make it, and I enjoy that I get to make it. And if I didn't, I wouldn't want to belong to that community. So I'm not saying that everyone should boycott Xbox Live, which there have been a bunch of people now. They're like, Xbox Live censors people. Everybody, put gay in your thing.
Xbox Live hates lesbians.
And they don't.
Oh my god, I totally want to put on a Jesus piece and pretend to be Kanye West and say that. Next to a Michael Myers cutout. And then make an album.
Look, they don't.
I'm just kidding.
They.
I love lesbians.
They don't. I love lesbians too.
And gay men. made the best friends.
Okay. So anyway, hey, gay man, it's black chicks, best friend.
Best friends forever.
So Stephen Toulouse, who's the head of Xbox Live security, basically, says that while the expression of sexual orientation, straight, gays, or otherwise, is not allowed in gamer tags, they are going to, because they've heard from the user base, look into the capability. So they're trying to figure out a way that they can allow this stuff to be used, that it won't be abused. Because, again, it is a double-edged sword. You know, by allowing people to put this stuff into their profile and put this stuff into their gamer tags, you also open up the window for the hate mongers to use it against. You know, so I understand on both sides. I understand being who you are and what you are and wanting to be able to share that with people. Because the whole thing about the online play is being able to share your experience with other people. To get to know other gamers, let them get to know you, and have a good time playing games together and enjoy this medium. That's what the online community is all about. That's what it's there for. And if you can't share all of you, why share any of you? I get that. That it's a big issue. Okay, there you got to have parity, you've got to have equality across the board. But you also need to make sure that as the person responsible for creating this network and mining it and making it safe for people, that you don't allow tools that can be used to harm to get into the hands of those that can. Because while the system is very good at policing itself, it's still flawed. I can't tell you how many of the people that I reported for flashing me their junk, which is definitely sexual in its orientation.
No, let me just show you my penis because it does tricks, and it's not because there's anything sexual at all.
Yeah, there's nothing sexual about my big penis hairy wang. Okay? Yeah. Uh-huh. Anyway.
Fuck that.
I can't tell you how many of those people that I've reported wound up right back on the system with a gamer tag close to their original tag, if not recovered that tag, up to their same tricks, not 2 or 3 months later. So there are holes in the system, and they know that they cannot police it completely because they are in the business of making money, and selling people Xbox Live memberships makes the money. I get that.
Makes the money, see?
But still, in this day and age, you can't censor people to that degree, because then we're no better than the people that we say we don't like around the globe. Like, all the censorship going on in China. No, I'm not saying, and please believe me, I do not want an influx of digital penis in my inbox. I really don't. So you guys are still sending them to me. Stop it.
I've only gotten that one the other
week. I got another one this week. Stop
really?
It. It's not funny. It's really
actually,
not.
Actually, it's
and
really
this
funny.
Guy, was you know who you are. You really shouldn't have been proud of that picture anyway.
I was talking to one of the people that I consider part of my L4D clan, and I miss her because I haven't been able to play with her lately. And apparently, after I told her about how I got flashed digital cock, that apparently a lot of girls on her list that are friends of hers also got linked the exact same digital cock, and she narrowly avoided it. So there are guys who are avidly looking for gamer tags that sound feminine and are targeting women.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's ridiculous that stuff gets through and that people can become repeat offenders in this way. I mean, it's not the worst thing on the planet to open up a picture and be like, oh, look, it's a penis. Okay, that's not earth-shattering to me, but I'm a grown adult. I would be much more worried about my kid opening up a picture and seeing somebody's penis, boy or girl, than playing a game with somebody who has the word lesbian in their profile, which is more harmful, the word lesbian or a picture of a penis on a kid.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the digital penis.
Yeah. Digital cock.
Not just because I wanted to hear you say that.
But every time you mention it, I'm going to say it now.
But it's true. I think that those images are much more harmful than trying or having your kid come up to you at the end of the day and go, "Hey, Mom, I was playing online and I was reading my friend's bio and it said that she had this word. And I don't know what it means. It's lesbian. What does that mean?" Well, that's when you have the conversation and you say, "Well, it means that that particular person likes girls more than they like boys as far as going out to movies and things like that." But then that boy would be like,
"Well, all my friends are boys. Does that mean I'm gay?"
No, no, because if you're having those conversations the right age, the right way at the right time, then that doesn't happen. You know, if you explain it as at least the way I would explain it. So here's, advice from Ninja Sista. If you have the little ones and you're trying to figure out how to have that conversation, I would just say, well, it just means that that person prefers to go out on dates and things like that, to movies and vacation and things like that with other girls more than other boys. And then if the thing comes back as, "Well, I like to play with boys all the time. Does that mean I'm a lesbian?" I say, "No, it just means that those are the people that you like to hang out with. And it just means that this particular person likes to hang out with these people." And that's the end of the conversation that you need to have until your kid's having sex.
Yeah.
How is it that by saying you're a lesbian, that's equating things as being sexual, but saying that you're a mom of two kids is not? I mean, because to say that you're a mom means that you have to admit that you have had sex that has created progeny that has required you to push them out of your body. So how is that any less sexual?
If we wanted to stretch that out, couldn't us just being in existence imply that sex has been had?
I didn't
just come out of the primordial soup mix here.
I mean,
our parents fuck.
Where is that?
And here I am. I'm a product of sex. Surprise.
Where is that line? How is saying that you are a lesbian or that you are gay, period, not the same as saying that you're a parent? Because that implies sex, then, by the definition.
Well, I mean,
because the only way you become a parent is by sex.
The gamer tag was "I eat box." Well, then.
Well, I would understand. You know, and there are all kinds of gamer tags, and we've talked about this. There are all kinds of gamer tags that are inappropriate that get through the radar. I mean, like there's an article, I think, in the current version of the official Xbox magazine that says what your gamer tag says about you, where they actually had a psychologist come in and quote, like, what this type of gamer tag or people that use this kind of gamer tag means. It's like people that use animals in their name or people that use words that bring up images of death or blood, and people that use leet speak and things like that. And looking at some of them, I mean, there is a big group of them that are just ridiculously sexual. And I'm like, looking at that and getting so infuriated by how this is okay, having sexual references that are sometimes blatant and other times, a little obscured in your gamer tag. But because somebody said, "Oh my God, my kid saw the word lesbian." Somebody who's been a paying member, through being harassed, has enjoyed the system, playing online, has now had their ability to do that taken away for just a few characters in their profile. I mean, it wasn't like this chick's profile said, "Hi, my name's Teresa. I like to eat pussy. I eat pussy all day long. It's my favorite thing. And if I'm not eating pussy, I'm thinking about eating pussy because I'm a lesbian. I'm a big old lesbian. And if you don't like it, well, you could just eat my pussy. But only if you're a girl."
Eat my pussy if you like pussy.
Because if her profile said that, then that I would understand definitely needs some big time banning. But I'm really upset by the double standard. And I understand that there needs to be some kind of balance. You can't let things go too far to the right, and you can't let things go too far to the left. But the fact of the matter is, there's got to be a happy medium. And I'm hopeful that at least Microsoft is working on a way to do this, especially from what Mr. Toulouse said. I believe that they are. I can't speak for the PlayStation Network. I can tell you is that I refuse to go on home because my gamer tag is the same as my tag on the Xbox system. And it immediately, with the sister in it, tells people that I'm a chick. And immediately I get dogged with people dancing and doing the pelvic thrust dance next to me.
Is it sister with the A-H?
Yeah.
So people automatically assume that you are African-American also?
Well, they should because the avatar that I built is black and a chick.
Oh.
I even tried to make myself for a while fat, thinking that people would just be like, oh, you're fat, so I'm not going to try to molest you on the internet.
But that didn't help?
Nah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, it's the one piece about the gaming with the community that always gives me a little bit of pause because my heart tells me that you shouldn't restrict anybody for saying anything about who they are. If you want to announce that you are a proud member of the clan, you have the right to do so. I don't have to game with you. I don't have to like you. I don't even have to correspond with you. And you don't have to correspond with me. But you have the right to say who you are. That's my 2 cents. Anyway.
Yes.
Well, it's more like 2.5 cents.
That was more like $1.50.
Okay, so really it was more like $5.
Okay.
It was enough to buy a coffee from Starbucks. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Your coffee of choice. At your size of choice. But it's because it's a big issue. And it's only going to get bigger as time moves forward. So I want to know.
I don't see what the big deal is. And it's actually really funny because I brought up this whole thing with Eshmom. And if you know Eshmom the way that we know Eshmom, you know, because she's an old school kind of cat.
She's coming around.
She was actually very, she's like, so does, you know, being a lesbian hinder gameplay? And I was like, whoa, mom, you're throwing out some jargon here that I actually understand. I'm like, and no. She's like, are the controllers different? I'm like, no. And she's like,
game controllers for lesbians. Wait, what?
With it. Never mind. I'm not going there.
Very good. Very good.
And I was very humbled by Eshmom coming around to this because I'm like, wow, it means Eshmom listens.
Well, you know, here's the thing. I mean, it would be one thing if we were talking about somebody coming into your home, proclaiming the goodness of the way of life of being a lesbian and trying to convert you, much like Jehovah's Witnesses with the Watchtower magazine and showing up when I don't want them to on Saturdays. Yeah, I'm looking at you, Jehovah's Witnesses, with your Watchtower magazines. And trying to convert somebody to the way of the lesbian. But that's not what's going on here. We're just talking about a simple, small piece of expression. That's what we're talking about here. Okay, in the same sentence where I say I'm a podcaster from Virginia, we've got a person that says I'm a lesbian. And I love to play video games. What's the big fucking deal?
Dude, chicks. Play games. And some
seriously?
Of those chicks are lesbians. And you know what?
And some of them are not. It doesn't make a damn bit of difference.
It doesn't. It
guess
really,
what?
No.
Some of those guys you play with,
they
like the cock.
They
who
like digital cock and real cock.
Who gives a shit? Not me. That's who. So, Teresa, until you get your live account back, I'm going to pour a little out for you, homie.
Yeah.
I'm digitally pouring out some
digital beer.
I'm tip my 40 for you because it's some bullshit. And I really hope that this gets addressed and it gets addressed fast. But what I don't want to see happen is somebody have a gamer tag that says gay hater. That's
gay hater.
Yeah, that's not what I want to see. That I don't want to see that happen. So, I'd like to know what you guys think, because you pretty much heard what I think and what Panda thinks. We think it's bullshit. What do you think? Where do you weigh in? Hit us up using the Hit Us Up link on our website, which can be found at www.electricsisterhood.com or you can use the short address, which is
esh.mobi. That's esh.mobi. The short address will bounce you to the long one, and you can check out any articles that we've written within the week. If you have any questions about those articles or just questions for us, you can use the Hit Us Up link. If you're not listening to us on iTunes, you can check us out there. You can plug us into any RSS reader, any podcast search engine, and we're also a part of the All Games Network.
You can find episodes of the ESH podcast airing on the All Games Radio Network, found at allgames.com on Monday nights, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 6:30 p.m. Pacific Time. But in addition to listening to our show, you can catch some of the other really wonderful shows airing on the All Games Radio Network, like Super Happy Fun Time Show,
Pet Pixel Live,
Ultimate Quest,
Evil Avatar,
Video Game and Outsiders.
Oh, I was going to go there. Friday Night Gaming, The Bobby Blackwolf Show.
There's a lot of really, really wonderful entertainment over there. Stuff that'll just give you the giggles, and then some stuff that's just generally balls out fun. So tell them that the chicks from Electric Sisterhood sent you when you pop over there, because we like, you know, promos. And we like the fam. So with that, I guess I'm going to have to call this podcast toast.
Yeah, it seems kind of toasty to me.
I think we pretty much fired up everything we could fire, and the bonfire's really toasty, so it's about time to throw some bread on it. So what do you want to do with your toast?
I'm boycotting toast until Teresa can come back on Xbox Live. Fuck toast! So I'm not having toast, Ninja, I'm sorry. I'm going on a toast strike. And I love toast.
Oh my god. Well, we're going to have to stand in solidarity, so I'm going to boycott the toast as well.
Free Teresa! No toast!
And you know, what would be a good solid, just some advice to the Xbox Live folks, when you do finally reinstate Teresa's account, probably ought to go ahead and give her like a year free. You know.
Fuck, dude.
Just throwing that out there.
More than that.
No, just a year. Because she hasn't been without it that long. A year would be enough. Dude, that's like $70 savings. Like, seriously. That would be pretty effing cool. Give her a year extension on top of whatever she has left on what she paid for.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we are out.
Bye-bye.
Peace, bitches.